God? No, I'm serious. How big is your God? When I was in Japan, we were taken by some missionaries out in the rural areas of Takasaki, and we saw the enormous Lady of Mercy statue. She stands tall and straight on the top of a high mountain. And I don't remember exactly the measurement, but I know it was an awfully exhausting trip as a number of us climbed the winding staircases all the way to the very tip-top and looked out some little windows way up in the top of this enormous statue. What a beautiful panoramic view we had of the countryside of Japan. Down at the base of the statue, many sincere people were worshiping this stone god. Also, we visited in some farm homes, and we saw the little statues with incense burning before them on a closet shelf, very small, but another god being worshipped by those people. People in this country have their gods. Some of them have enormous gods, and some of them have a very small picture, a very small mental image of the god they serve. Many of us think of the Lord Jesus Christ as a big man, a great man, a good man, but just a man perhaps dressed in an extraordinary business suit. How big is the God you know, the God you serve, the God you worship? The writer of the Hebrews says in chapter 7, wherefore he is able. Able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. How big is your God? Repeatedly the Bible tells us concerning the God of heaven and earth, he is able. Shall we consider for a few moments the power of Almighty God who is able? We need to consider this power because in that what he is able to do is based, at least in part, upon his power. James, for example, tells us, ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Now, our God does everything on the largest and most generous scale. For example, he makes leaves by the whole forest of them. When he makes flowers, they flame from the hedge and hang from the vines and roll in the blue wave of violet. Does he go forth to create water? He pours it out by a river full, a lake full, an ocean full. Does Jesus our Lord provide redemption? It is enough for all. For whosoever will may come. Promises for all, pardon for all, praise God, comfort for all, mercy for all, heaven for all, who will come to the God who is able to save them to the uttermost, those that would come unto God by him, because he ever liveth to make intercession for them. There's always something over when we trust our gracious Lord. Every cup he fills or floweth, his great rivers all abroad. Nothing narrow, nothing stinted ever issues from his store. To his own he gives full measure, running over and evermore. Let's consider for just a moment his power in creation. He spoke, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke into existence the firmament, the heavens, the oceans. He spoke into existence dry land. He spoke into existence the sun, the moon, the stars. Oh, friend of mine, this is the God who is able. God spoke and animal life came into existence. He picked up a handful of dust, the scripture says. He breathed on it, and man became a living soul. But friend, strange as it may seem, when he wanted to impart to you and to me his gift of eternal life, he could not speak that into existence. For eternal life came only through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus and of your personal acceptance of him as Savior. Have you ever done it? If not, today would be the best time. Amen. Amen.